Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday, it is 9 o'clock, and you are tuned in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is. Also on 99.5 and 107.9 FM and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. We got a great, great show in store for you today. I don't know if you've seen my posts on social media, but today is a special day because it is a real estate jam session. I've got a couple of wonderful friends from my office at Keller Williams, and we are in Hyde Park. And they approached me because they heard about my show, and they were like, "Sean, we need to come on your show, man. Can we come on your show?" I said, "Absolutely." So say good morning, Austin Long and Liv Hines, both of Keller Williams. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You know what they say, we got faces for radio. That's We're right. ready to go.
Why do you think I do this every week? You know, well, and you know what? This sure beats going out and showing homes right now. It's 15-degree weather.
It's nice and warm.
It does. I have a member on my team doing that for me this morning so we can be here. We're excited.
Oh, God bless her. I hope you're paying her well.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, him,
well.
Him. Yeah, okay, yeah. okay. Well, you know what? So let's bring up a quick thing here because, you know, since this is a real estate, we want to bring this up. Is it not the most annoying thing in the world that when you go to show a house and the sidewalk is not shoveled, the driveway is not shoveled, the walkway path to the house is not shoveled? Mm-hmm. Have you run across that?
Yeah, or the ice box, or the lockbox is covered in ice. Yes. Yeah, been
yeah.
there.
Frozen shut.
That, okay.
You're sitting there for 10 minutes before thawing it out with your breath.
Like, let me bring my blowtorch to open yeah. this lockbox.
Well, luckily I enjoy a cigarette now, and then I can get my lighter from the car. Anyway, well, you know, but there's something to be said about common courtesy in what we do. Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you are a listing agent, now I'll tell you something. I'm actually going to go show a house in Loveland after this, and I got a message from those agents last night because we had that big little. Well, I shouldn't say big little. That's dumb. But anyway, the snow that came through yesterday morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, they sent out a message that said, "Yeah, we're shoveling the drive, we're shoveling the walk, so people can get to the showings." I think that's great. Agents that do that, those are the ones that you know really care about their clients and making sure that they get, you know, get the home sold.
Yeah.
But there have been a couple of occasions when I've taken clients out and it's like I'm walking through a foot of snow. Mm. You know, I'm walking over snowbanks to get, you know, to get to the front door. And I'm telling my clients, you know, if you want to come, please, you know, you can, but don't risk it.
Mm-hmm.
What if you slip and fall? Because there is a liability issue, I think, with this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I think there is.
I mean, we live in a litigious environment, so I'm sure that there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tips to home sellers out there during the wintertime, shovel your walks or make your agents do it.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, of course.
I want to shout out Rick Finn, one of the biggest agents in the city.
I saw him
in the office yesterday, was going to show one of his properties.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Hey, I'm going out to shovel the steps mm-hmm. and sidewalk at a listing that you're showing tonight." And that really struck a chord with me. And
yeah.
I think
that's awesome.
I was just really impressed by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and actually, well, interesting because Rick, I don't know if he still is, but he actually was at my gym because
mm-hmm.
where I get my personal training every week, twice a week. He actually was there. I actually saw him there a couple mm-hmm. times. So
yeah.
hopefully he's still staying with us. So Rick Finn, if you're out there, keep up with Iron Sharpens Iron. It's a good gym. Aaron and Alex are great people.
Great gym.
All right. So what else do we have on the show today? Well, we've got, since it is the first of the month, we will have the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia. So we'll do that here in a little bit. We also have a top 10 list, and I've already shown it to Liv and Austin. They've already got a little kick out of it. So I figured since we are a real estate group, and why not find 10 things that people say about real estate agents that are actually humorous instead of the other way around? Because
yeah.
I know there's that side, too.
Yeah. Easy. We're easy targets. Let's
sure
be real.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And I think that's part of the reason why I like doing my show, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what we do,
mm-hmm.
right? And I have a feeling that a lot of folks don't really appreciate or understand everything that we do from that first contact with a client to the closing table
mm-hmm.
and even after that. You know, so I'll give you an example. So I just, a closing I had in December, this was a couple that were buying their home. This is their first home, right? And the sellers needed an extended period after closing, which is, you know, post-occupancy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't end at the closing table, mm-hmm. especially in a post-occupancy situation. So I'm having to coordinate with the seller, the seller's agent, who I'm not going to, well, wasn't very responsive to pretty much anything. So I'm basically doing both jobs, get them to the house the day that they were supposed to move in, walked through the house with them and helped them clean up some stuff. Because, you know, I mean, that's just what we do. But and even after that, I text, I call, like, how are things going? Is everything okay with the house? Do you need anything? You know, it's that personal touch. But it's also that, you know, these are things that I think people, a lot of people don't understand about what we do.
It's a service industry. And I think the sooner that you realize that, the better your client retention and relationships will be.
Yeah. Well, that's where your future business hopefully comes from, too. You know what I mean? Just
absolutely.
Giving somebody a good experience. I tell people at the very beginning, before we start, is I'm after a 5-star review. I want to do very well for you. That's what I hope for. So
yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. And it's a service. It's a service to others' business, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, and I say this all the time, it's, you know, you got to take yourself out of the equation. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are across the table from you. It's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that I think that's one of the biggest, you know, things I've taken from being in this industry now, what, almost 8 years. Oh, and oh, by the way, we also have with us today our show mascot, which Lenny can't say hi, but we have a beautiful golden retriever in here who's running around. And Liv, this is Liv's dog, and Lenny is just an amazing golden retriever. I mean, every time she comes to the office, it's like, hey, Lenny's here. And she bumps around into all of our offices. And
she is the best girl. She has an Instagram page if you guys want to follow along.
Really?
She does. She and her best friend, Lenny.andPenny. So go follow her Instagram page.
Okay, so Lenny, I'm writing this down. Lenny
yep.
Dot
and Penny.
And Penny. Okay. All right, I'm going to make sure I do that when I get home. So, okay, so tell me, did you guys clear your schedules for tomorrow for the Super Bowl?
Oh, can't say that I did. I'm not the type to do that. Did you?
I didn't plan a party this year, which is out of character for me. I like to host,
yeah.
But no, I didn't. I didn't.
An interesting fact about the Super Bowl is like the most, the one time of year where the most chicken wings are consumed is during the Super Bowl.
No way.
That tracks.
Like what do they say? Like 10 to 12 million chicken wings are going to be consumed tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah.
How many chickens is that?
I have four divide it in half.
Chicken.
There's two,
well,
no,
wings, a drum,
two
and a
wing.
Flat per side, and then there's
oh,
two sides.
You're right.
That's a lot of chickens. All right. Yes, sorry.
No, you're
point.
Fine because
but definitely
I mean,
important.
We can calculate cap rates and cash on cash returns, but we can't figure out how many chickens and chicken. Anyway.
That's right. For a future conversation. For another
real,
radio
those
show.
Those real estate terms. What is he talking about? What's a cap? Oh, yeah. Bottle cap. Yeah, that's what I mean. Anyway, so that's going on tomorrow. I've got my money on the Seahawks. I mean, their defense is just ridiculous. I haven't seen a defense that good since I think the 85 Bears, but you guys weren't even around then. So I just aged the hell out of myself.
So, I stopped watching after the Bengals. Clearly, yeah. We're not going to make it any farther.
We can't go down that rabbit hole.
It's too sad.
It is. It really. You know what? Joe Burrow is one of those, you know, generational talents that comes along like once in a blue moon, you know, and fortunately the Bengals were able to get him. But, you know, if they don't start getting their act together and start putting the pieces together to actually protect him and build a good defense, I mean, Burrow's going to be like, you know, I don't blame him. If I'd go to Miami.
I would too.
I'd play in Miami, get in the sun and be good down there. And, you know, I think he's single again from what I've heard. So, you know, I think he's single. I don't know. I don't really follow all the gossip. I don't have time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's got to see the other thing I think people don't understand about us as agents too is like our schedules are flipping crazy.
It is.
Last year I finally hired a marketing company because I can't keep up with social media, right? It's because we have to advertise ourselves, right? So I also have an admin who is starting on Monday.
That's huge.
That is really huge. So that also brings up another point because, you know, people are like, "Oh, you agents are way overpaid. You guys make so much damn money." Yeah, well, when you consider everything that we have to pay for to make our business, because we're business owners.
Correct.
I mean, I think that's the one thing, that's another thing people need to understand. We own a business, and we have to run it like a business. And to do that, we need to have employees, we need to have marketing, we need to have sales, because a lot of times, you know, we're trying to manage our, you know, basically an organization. You know, we have to, because I'm even actually trying to find buyer, you know, showing assistance now, right? Because, you know, I'm working with a lot of investors, and it's, you know, it, you know, my time is so limited now. My, what I want to do, I want to be out networking and meeting people all day long. I mean, that's what I love to do. I love to go to events. I love to meet people, talk to people. And I'll tell you something, whenever I go out and network, I always end up finding a contact or two. And will it lead to something? Maybe not, but still the same. It's somebody that I'm like, hey, yeah, I'd, you know, love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with. I just the other night, I went to the Real Estate Investors Association monthly meeting up in Westchester, met this gentleman who's a vice president of finance at PNC Bank. He's learning. He's starting to learn to get into the investment game, just like I am. You know, we're going to go out and grab coffee, but this, he's a vice president in PNC. How many people do you think he knows?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a connection I want to have. And if I don't go out and network, I would never have known this guy.
Right.
So that's why I'm building, just like you guys are, because, I mean, Austin, you have a team now, right? You've got an admin.
Yeah. Yep. Small team.
Yeah. And
yep.
Liv, obviously you've got people
leverage.
On your team.
I do. Yes.
So, you know, and all of this costs money, right? We have, you know, it's the same in any business. You got to spend money to make money, right? So just a few good tips for us. And then, oh, okay. You know what? We've got my regular weekly caller. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Sean and your guests. Good morning to you.
It's good to hear from you, my friend. You staying warm?
Oh, yeah, I am staying warm down in Florida, so I don't want to rub that in, but yes, I'm staying just...
Well, it's not really warm down in Florida right now, Bob, but I would take it over this.
Yeah, so anyway, I've got a health tip of the day for you.
Okay.
And it traces back to my wife telling me this little story.
Okay.
She reads this column in the New York Times called For the Love of the Sentence.
Love of the Sentence.
She's a journalist, you know. So it goes like this. In 1955, the first KFC, that is Kentucky Fried Chicken, franchise was founded in Louisville.
And I didn't know that.
As they say, is obesity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Wasn't that funny? Okay. Anyway.
I think it is, and I think KFC back then was a hell of a lot more healthier than it is now.
So anyway, the tip is: the next time you sit down to eat a meal, say to yourself "Hara Hachi Bume." It's Japanese. Hara Hachi Bume.
Hara Hachi Bume.
Hara Hachi Bume, and it means something like 80% full.
80. Okay.
So. I wondered if the Japanese redid this still, you know. So I talked to a running friend who was Japanese, and she said, "Yes, we do that." And I said, "So when you have some guests over for dinner, do you all stop when you're 80% full?" She says, "Oh, yes, we do." So anyway, Americans eat till they're 130% full.
Or so, they may not even stop at that. They may even go even further.
Harahachi Bume, say that to yourself before you eat a meal. And see if you can stop before you get stuffed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know what, Bob? That is wonderful advice, and I absolutely will. I will absolutely take that. You know, because, well, you know, it's like I, you know, like we talked, and you know my journey. I mean, I've lost 50 pounds over the last year.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. So, you know, and getting your words of advice every week is an absolute blessing. So, I truly appreciate it, and keep calling in, Bob. I really do appreciate you, my friend.
All right. You'll have a great day.
You too, my friend. God bless you. All right, folks. Well, listen, that was our first segment, and we got a little wisdom from Bob, which I always appreciate. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Liv, Austin, and I will we'll talk about some funny top 10 things and get the show rolling more. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Toast is the number one tribute in the world to the 70s hit band Brad, and they're coming to Landmark Church Saturday, February 21st. With a surprising fidelity rarely heard from a live tribute band, Toast is often described as spot on to the original recordings. Toast will take you back on a journey in time as they perform the hits of Brad. Toast, the ultimate tribute to Brad, Saturday, February 21st at Landmark Church, Glendale, Milford Road. Tickets on sale now at landmarkchurchcincinnati.com.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the place with iHeartRadio. So before I forget, I did not give out the number to call in. Obviously, Bob knows, but Bob calls every week. God bless you, Bob. 513-563-1480 if you would like to call and ask me or Liv or Austin, or even if you want to talk to Lenny, our Golden Retriever mascot today, you can give Lenny a call too. So give us a shout. Let us know what's going on out there. So and by the way, before we get into some I got a couple of things I wanted, because I wanted to get to this before. Because there's some great weekend events going on right now. Those of you that are golfers, myself included, there is the big Cincinnati Golf Expo going on down at the Convention Center. Have you guys been in the new Convention Center since it's been?
No, I'm dying to go.
Me neither.
Me too. It's beautiful from the outside, though.
Well, yeah, because they've got that new Cincinnati, kind of that liquid sign that changes. And yeah, I mean, it looks wonderful.
The parking garage is great. I've been there.
Well, I've been to the parking garage too, but that was to drive, go to Five Iron Golf.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So, because that's what I that's my winter thing is, you know, because I play golf a lot. I mean, I, you know, do about 2 or 3 outings a month, and you know, I need to get practice in every once in a while. So I love to go down to Five Iron Golf, and I think we have a real estate question, and I believe it's coming from
Lauren.
So, hey, Lauren, you're on the Did You Know Real... Oh, hang on a second. We got it? There you go, Dan. God bless you. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, just making breakfast. You know, a little late here on this Saturday cold morning.
Were you gonna bring us down some Eggs Benedict or something?
That's literally what I was about to do. I was about
Sweet.
To get in my car.
Don't forget Lenny.
Does he like it over easy?
Oh, I don't. I'm over. Yeah,
I'm over easy as well.
Well, I'm pretty scrambled. So
scrambled. I feel that.
So how's your morning? What are you up to?
Today's pretty low key. Just did a bunch of morning work with some upcoming listings.
Yep.
And now trying to enjoy the morning until nap time, which is for my daughter.
Oh, nap time. I was saying, us adults. What about us adults' nap time? We get that too, don't we?
Listen, I've been waiting for a nap time for like 25 years. And it's just not happened yet.
That's right. Well,
tell me how that works.
I was going to say, yeah, when you're a real estate agent and you've got a precocious daughter and who is she is an absolute angel. Oh my God, she's so adorable. You've done such a great job with her. I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, thank you. I love that you think that she's a sweet little angel.
Well, because I don't see her every day, I can say that.
Should have hung out with her last night around 9:30 around bedtime. But
oh God, yeah, right. They don't want to go to bed, especially if you give them like a piece of candy. Oh Lord,
no, no. She had a Tootsie Pop, and I thought she was just gonna like run laps around the house. It was a thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you have a question, Lauren? What's going on?
Yeah. So you guys are like my top favorite realtors in the Sustana area. So just curious to know, what do you guys see in 2026 as being the like places that people want to move? That are like the most popular in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area.
So 2026, what are the best places to move to in the area? Okay, well, I'll start. And I am really starting to see a huge push in the Milford area.
Mm.
Milford going out towards Blanchester.
Mm.
Well, because property values out there are still relatively decent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just south of Loveland, which we know Loveland is red hot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go show a Loveland property right after this that, you know, was on the market not even a day and it's already in multiple offers, you know, which I'm like, that's still going on. Yeah, that's still going on. I'm not surprised. We'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. What's the price tag on it? That's the real question.
400. So it's a $400,000, four bedroom, three bath, home. I guess it's kind of a two story with a basement. Looks really, really good, remodeled, updated. It's on West Loveland Avenue. And I've got a client that is specifically looking for Loveland Schools. They need to have Loveland Schools. And I'm like, boy, you know, oof. Whenever I do a search, there's barely like maybe 10 to 15 listings.
Yeah.
So that's a real popular area. But that, yeah, I've been seeing a lot in that Milford quarter. What about you, Austin?
Yeah, I think I've got a crowd of people right now who maybe they're just sick of the city, but I think a lot of people are wanting a small house on a lot of land, and so we're going out east, like far east, Bethel, Mount Oreb, that far.
Yeah.
So I don't think I wouldn't say hot spots there, but as far as the city goes, Madisonville. People are still wanting Madisonville, and there's a lot of that to be developed, and there's still tax abatements. I feel like that area was so heavily incentivized, so there's still amazing financial incentives to move there. So Madisonville has been really spicy hot.
Well, because you got that Element Eatery right there too. That place is
flipping awesome. There's so much development going on there still. Yeah.
Well, I mean, MedPace. Good Lord, I mean, MedPace has just exploded.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they've got that big eight, nine story building, and I think they're building another building. You know, Well, anyway, Liv, what do you think? I'm sorry, I didn't want to get off on a tangent, but
no, you're fine. Hot places where we see a lot of people moving to.
Yeah. Hot neighborhoods. What do you think?
We're seeing a ton of movement in the Sycamore Township, Deer Park, Silverton, Kennedy Heights, Pleasant Ridge area. We have more and more first and second time buyers wanting to be in that area. We kind of call it like the Eastern Corridor up 71. So like East Walnut Hills all the way up to Kenwood Mall. We see a ton of action. And then also Northern Kentucky. My team is licensed in Northern Kentucky as well.
Yeah.
A lot of movement in the Bellevue-Dayton area right now. It's kind of, I think, the next hot spot across the river. And if you are looking to be boots, like first level of maybe investors, I can't say enough good things about Dayton and Bellevue. There's a lot of cool development and restaurants and just opportunities to get in there as a first-time buyer or potentially as a flipper renovator as well. We're about to list our second flip in Bellevue here soon.
Man, I need to go get my Kentucky license. What am I doing? Yeah.
No, just refer them to me.
Liv! Okay, well, you'll pay out, so you'll pay me a...
I sure will, Sean.
Oh, you are awesome.
You know, I'll say this, too. I moved to Kentucky because I'm not even licensed there personally, but I believe in it as far as development goes. There's a lot of rezoning going on this year there, historic districts, things that are happening. The Kroger just went live. The Kroger just opened on the west side of Newport.
That's huge.
Last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huge. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, big companies like that, when they're investing, they're doing all the market research that we don't have to do. And you can just, as a real estate investor, just follow the money. Just follow where that's going. And so, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
If Kentucky's Kroger's willing to put their money there, I think we should be too. I would too. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you guys think about the West End though? Because you know there's that new development that just got approved. It's like $230 million. It's for a kind of like an outdoor entertainment complex with a hotel and an apartment building.
Yeah, the lenders are funding that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the West End? Because I mean, I know West End is.
I feel like it's been up and coming for a long, long time. I don't know. I feel like there's been enough. There have been things that have been tried there, and I'm not sure if they've popped off the way that they were intended to. But I think, you know, with enough force and money behind something like this, this is pretty humongous. So maybe it'll work out. There's nothing like downtown OTR or West End. So if you can make something out of that, I think that would be amazing.
Because there's several. Even in the MLS, there's several MLS properties in the West End right now that are, I mean, obviously mm-hmm. they're completely run down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I see the vision. I mean, if you're an investor, if you can, you know, get on the ground floor, grab and hold those properties, I mean, your holding costs may be what they are for now. But when things start to pop and you start renovating those properties, I mean, the amount of money that you guys or an investor can make out there is ridiculously good. Yeah. So, hey, listen, Lauren, thank you, my dear. Thank you mm-hmm. for calling in. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And I'll do my best to sell that off-market property you got.
Let's do it. Let's do a deal, Sean.
I love it.
Have a great day, and I'll be listening.
God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Lauren. You're welcome. All right, folks, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we got a couple more. We got to do the trivia. We got to do the top 10 list and some more of our real estate jam session on the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Chicago, Styx, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, Riverbend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Styx. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
Guys, if you're tired of overpaying for your ED medications, Save Discount Drugs has the answer. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we offer generic versions of Cialis and Viagra for just $5 a tablet. So stop overpaying and call us today at 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. For SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
Dr. Peck is probably without a doubt the best in Cincinnati. If you're comfortable with your smile, then you don't have a problem laughing or smiling at the situation or whatever it might be. I've never had a problem that Dr. Peck didn't solve. He does such a good job. They're very natural looking. Dr. Peck puts the patient first.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Judy King, and I love my new smile.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
All right. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the place on iHeartRadio. We are past the halfway point of the show, so I hope everyone is enjoying our little real estate jam session today with Liv Hines and Austin Long, both of Keller Williams Advisors, and we're all in the same office, and we don't beat each other up, so we're all good friends, and that's a beautiful
that's
thing.
Right. I'm into that.
Exactly right. Okay.
I feel safe here.
let's get the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia going. Now, guys, you know the answer, but please don't answer.
We won't say anything.
God bless you.
Lips are sealed. Turn our mics off.
Our lips are sealed. That was a great song. Go-Go's, 1984. All right.
I wouldn't know it. Sorry.
Jeez, I know, because you guys weren't around. See, I just aged myself again.
Uh-oh, Sean, twice in one show.
No. Well, you know what, though? But when you get older, you got to keep your memory engaged. Otherwise, because when that goes, then you're like, you know, you're a drooling, you know, ice creaming eating Joe Biden. Anyway, sorry. Let's go, Brandon. Okay, we're not going there. Sorry. Anyway, all right. So where am I in Cincinnati? Okay, so this month, here are your clues. I've been around since 1972. I was featured on a popular family TV show from the 1970s, The Brady Bunch. I was originally owned by Taft Broadcasting. One of my attractions allows you to get into car accidents and not get injured. I have one of the most iconic international symbols right as you come in to the front of the area when you visit me. And I'm not just for spring and summer. I have a Winterfest and a Halloween haunt. So those are your clues. If you know where you are or where I am in Cincinnati, I have a $25 gift card for you. And Jane, I know you're probably out there listening. So go ahead and call in, Jane, if you know the answer. Or if you anybody knows the answer, give us a call, 513-563-1480. Give us the answer, and I've got a $25 gift card for you. Okay, now, let's add a little more humor to the show, not like we haven't had some already. All right, so the top 10 funny things said about real estate agents. You guys ready for this?
Ready.
All right, I hope you guys are out there too. And trust me, these are all clean, I promise. All right, number 10. They say home is where the heart is, and the agent's sign is usually in the front yard.
True.
Yeah. Mm. Number 9, real estate agents, the only people who can make you fall in love with a leaky roof.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but yeah, that's what they say. Okay, number 8, open house rule number 1, never trust a listing photo that shows every corner perfectly tidy. I don't get that one, but
I don't either.
I know. Yeah, well,
maybe it's an AI comment.
It probably is. Everything's AI these days. Okay, number 7. If you want a good listener, hire a realtor. They'll hear your budget and sell you a dream. Okay.
Just selling dreams.
Sell you the dream. The dream is alive. Okay. Number 6. Agents have two speeds, 0 miles per hour and sold. I guess it's like a million miles an hour.
Yeah,
I'd say a million seems right.
That seems about right.
Average.
Okay, number 5. Want to hear a secret? Ask an agent. They'll show you 5 properties and still keep it a secret. I don't really get that one. All right. Well, you know, I was drinking when I did this.
Oh.
Okay. Number 4, real estate agents. Proof you can sell anything with the right lighting and a good story.
That's true. That's true.
That's awesome.
Put the ring lights away, people.
I know, right? Okay, number 3. They are not doctors, but do make house calls.
This is true.
Okay, this is the one that cracks me up.
Okay.
Number 2, an agent's favorite cardio, running comps.
Oh, hey.
True.
I know. Yeah. I think,
not wrong.
Yeah,
not wrong.
Not wrong.
And if my investors are listening, they understand because that's all I do.
I want comps. I want comps.
That's why I need an admin so she can run comps. And then I can go just run and grab bourbon or play golf. All right. And the number one funny thing said about real estate agents turning just looking into sign here since forever. Just looking to sign here.
That's right.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah. That's funny stuff. So anyway, so there's your top 10 funny things said about real estate agents. All right. So one of the topics that, you know, because I write a blog. Mm. And I did a because I was curious because Cincinnati, why are because when talk about investors, you know, and I mentioned it in our green room, semi green room, you know, I've got investors from California. I got investors from Colorado. I've got investors from Michigan now. Mm-hmm. I've got investors from Israel. Right. So there are investors all over the place coming into the Cincinnati market now. To do a lot of things, whether it could be a flip and hold for rent, it could just be a flip for profit, or just, you know, what, or just buy, not even flip, just buy homes for, you know, rental properties, because mm-hmm. Cincinnati is an affordable market. So mm-hmm. Cincinnati's secret weapon is stability in a volatile world. Here's the thing about Cincinnati that doesn't always make the flashy headlines. The market is, our market is very stable. While coastal cities and Sunbelt boom towns have experienced dramatic ups and downs over the past few years, Cincinnati has stayed the course. We're not talking about explosive, unsustainable growth. We're talking about steady, reliable appreciation that actually builds long-term wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So when investors and people do their research, those are some of the things that they look for, right? Mm-hmm. So you go into a hot market, like say, like right now, one of the hottest markets in the entire country is Memphis.
Mm.
Right? Memphis, Tennessee, I think. Yeah, Memphis. But how long is that sustainable? Because it's exploding. Denver, mm-hmm. Colorado, same thing. It's mm-hmm. exploding, mm-hmm. right? But when you get to that point where you're at capacity or over capacity, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati has never really exploded mm-hmm. like those cities have. It's just steady, you know, year over year, consistent, steady growth. Mm-hmm. According to recent projections, Cincinnati is expected to outpace national home value growth in 2026. That's a big deal when you consider how unpredictable the broader market has been. What's driving mm-hmm. this stability? A couple things. Three things, actually. Diverse employment sectors that don't rely on any single industry, which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Steady population growth from people relocating from higher cost areas. And that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are leaving the coastal states in groves.
We have four mm-hmm. relocation clients.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. We have four relocation clients that we're working with right now. And three of them are for jobs and one is for more affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be more true.
Exactly. An ongoing infrastructure investment. What keeps the region moving forward? Now, a lot of that depends on the clowns in City Hall. If they can get their heads out of their you-know-what and start, you know, fixing these roads.
Mm.
You know, the Brent Spence Bridge Companion, I think that's supposed to start this year. The 6th Street Viaduct over Western Hills, that's got to get fixed. Mm. You know, so here's my message to City Hall. Stop playing around with your stupid solar farms and start fixing the damn roads. Because I'm telling you something, if we don't have good infrastructure, all this stuff is going to go away. So City Hall, take note. Fix the roads. The heck with your stupid wind farms and crap. Get away from that. Spend the money wisely and invest in people. There we go. There's my political statement for the day. And I probably lost some listeners from it. I don't.
This is your show, Sean. You can say whatever you want.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that's why they have the disclaimer at the beginning that says, you know, we don't don't necessarily endorse. Anyway. Look. I'm a firm believer in fiscal responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. And what are the things that really helps drive an economy in any city? It's public safety, it's public service, and it's infrastructure, right? Infrastructure not only meaning roads, schools, right? Education, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, putting the right programs in place to teach our kids, having the roads and bridges and all of that to where, you know, folks aren't, you know, slipping and sliding or, you know, crumbling and cracking like some of the roads and bridges are in this area. More police on the street, keep our streets safe, get the criminals off the street. You know where they are. Get them off the street. That's why the West End is such a hard investment right now, because there's still a lot of crime in that area. Is it really getting cleaned up? Mm-hmm. We don't know, but unfortunately, we have a media that likes to, you know, overplay things, and it's scaring people from getting involved in that area. Mm. But there's a lot of opportunity. But anyway, I know I'm going down a steep rabbit hole, but, you know, for our jobs and what we're trying to do, and we're trying to best service our clients, I mean, we also need all of that. We need safety as agents, right? So we need to know that if we need to dial 911, we got a cop that's a police officer that's going to show up pretty darn quick, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of times, like, see, now in my, like, when I work with investors and they're from out of state, they're not going to be there when I do a showing. I'm going by myself, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, I have to be aware. And well, even if you're with clients, I mean, we have to be aware at all times what our surroundings are, you know, before you can get out of the car. You know, it's like, what? Okay, where are we? Mm-hmm. I mean, even in the you know, more, I wouldn't say affluent neighborhoods, but in the more neighborhoods we feel are safer, you never know. Right. And we see, you know, not that we really see the stories, but we hear about them. Right. The NAR puts out warnings and things like that. In fact, we actually now through the MLS forewarn, mm-hmm. you know, about forewarn.
Yeah.
Yep.
OK. I haven't signed up for it yet, but I know that it's now a free service that we get from the MLS so that we can, you know, because a lot of times, you know, and I've seen this on Facebook, you know, Facebook posts where people are saying, hey, we're getting scam calls from people that think that say they're buyers, but they're really not. Right. You know, so, man, it, you know. There's another thing, folks. Mm-hmm. Our job is really hard. Mm-hmm. It really can be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something to be extra careful. But I don't know. I got off on a tangent. But anyway, so what else is making Cincinnati a good market? Well, it's in the affordability factor, just like I mentioned. So let's talk about the elephant in the room here, affordability. In 2026, finding an affordable home in a desirable area feels like searching for a unicorn in most parts of the country. But Cincinnati, it's still much very achievable. The median sale price in Cincinnati currently sits around $240,000 to $250,000. Yeah,
I think we're higher than that.
I think we might be higher than that.
I think we breached. I'd heard that we'd breached 300 last year.
Maybe not. I haven't ran it recently, yeah. But let's go with that.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you search it.
True. Sure. There's a lot of sure. different ways to search that.
Yeah. And, yeah. What is Cincinnati?
Active mean, versus mm-hmm. sold.
Yeah. Sure. So, but you know, with roughly 2% year-over-year appreciation. Well, but think about this. Even at 300,000, the national average is over 4.
Right.
Right. So if you figure that we're still in a market that's not catching up to the national average, mm-hmm. this is good for first-time buyers, move-up buyers, and investors.
That was going to be my comment. I think Cincinnati, one of our big strengths here in real estate is you can do all of the above. You yeah. can invest. You can find value-add opportunities. You can have a first home, you can have a second home, and it's not uncommon to be able to do all of those things in the same neighborhood,
correct.
Right? Like I live in Kennedy Heights. There are houses that need a little bit of love in Kennedy Heights. We have first-time buyers in Kennedy Heights. There are also homes that sell for close to 600,000 in Kennedy Heights,
sure.
and we're talking within a half mile to a mile radius, and I think that is not a unique story in Cincinnati.
It's not. Well, you know, so that's good food for thought. So those of you that are thinking about buying a home this year, there's some good information for you. Okay, we're going to take our last break and our last segment where we'll kind of wrap up, talk a little more real estate. And remember, you can give us a call, 513-563-1480. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDGO, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert. Listen to the man in the rain. The Indigo Park Tour. Oh, April 9th at Taft Theater. Performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
Beal Brothers Jewelers have been taking pride in being a family-owned and operated business for 100 years at the same location in Newport, Kentucky. Beal Brothers Jewelers are dedicated to meeting each of their customers' needs, specializing in bridal jewelry, diamonds, mountings, wedding bands, watch and jewelry repairs, and cleaning, plus custom orders. Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they will be able to assist in satisfying your jewelry needs. If you like a trusted and respected appraisal on your jewelry, visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street, Newport, Kentucky. Or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431. Or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal's Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
A good deal better at John Nolan.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
All right, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet on iHeartRadio. During the last segment, I did bring up the trivia question for the day of where am I in Cincinnati, and still haven't. We did have a caller, Pauline. If you're still listening, call us back. If you have the answer, let us know. Give us 513-563-1480. Again, I'll just run through the clues. I've been around since 1972. I was featured on a popular family TV show from the 1970s, The Brady Bunch. I was originally owned by Taft Broadcasting. One of my attractions allows you to get into car accidents and not get injured. I have one of the most iconic international symbols right as you come in the front of the park. And I'm not just for spring and summer. I have a Winterfest and a Halloween haunt. So if you know where I am in Cincinnati, got a couple minutes left, 513-563-1480, and give us your answer. I've got a $25 gift card for you. Okay, so we are with Liv Hines and Austin Long, both from Keller Williams Advisors and my office and two very good friends of mine. And this a topic that I brought up a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you listeners remember, but we were talking about a trend that is really not a great trend in the world of real estate. If you're buying a home and you are in contract, you know, there are a lot of ups and downs with that transaction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are ways for buyers to, like, say, for example, you go through the inspection process and there's something in the home that you need fixed or would like to have fixed and the seller doesn't agree with that. And you as the buyer have the right to exit the contract. But there's other things, too. Financing and appraisals and whatever. There's a lot of myriad of reasons to exit a contract. And kind of an alarming trend that's been happening, and I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this because, you know, I've had it happen a couple of times last year. Home purchase cancellations hit a record 16.31% in December of 2025. Mm. That's across the nation. Hmm. Home sellers outnumbered buyers by 47%, the highest since 2013, and rising insurance costs caused 47% of agents more transaction issues. So the housing market obviously has flipped from sellers to buyers. I mean, well, I wouldn't say it's fully a buyer's market yet, but it's pretty much balanced. It's starting to balance itself out pretty well. And buyers are walking away from deals at a record rate. The latest data from real estate from Redfin found that more than 40,000 home purchases were canceled in December, representing 16.31% of homes under contract that month. Now, that's kind of an alarming number. So is this something that you guys are seeing? Or because like I said, it only happened to me like once or twice last year, but this is kind of an alarming trend.
Yeah. I mean, for me, here's the context of a buyer today. We've been at these high interest rates for a while. Prices have risen, and the expectation from sellers is that they're going to keep rising. When those sellers bought their homes, they were waiving their inspections. Interest rates were 2%, and everyone was fighting tooth and nail.
Oh, yeah.
So the expectation for a seller when they go to market, it's really just a redirection. What is the market saying and doing? I just think there's also this level maybe of exhaustion in buyers. Is we've now had so back in the fall, 60% in Cincinnati of listings price cut. There was just this, there was a huge pause. Our median days on market went from 8 to 24 in 1 month.
Yep.
Really crazy. So we've also seen more inventory that buyers are able to choose from, and so they have time to shop and look, and they can be picky. They don't have to not brush their teeth before they can go see a house at 8 a.m. in the morning and be the first person in the door.
Yeah, right.
So there's that. There's always that looming more inventory in the background, even when you're in a transaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are right. And actually, before we get to your comment, I think we do have a caller who might know where I am in Cincinnati. So, Jane, my dear, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good.
Good. So, okay, so you got the clues, right?
Yes.
Okay, this one I think was pretty easy. So where in Cincinnati am I, my dear?
Is it Kings Island?
Bingo! All right, let's give her some applause, Dan. You got it. So guess what? Guess what's coming to you again?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, no, you're like just like Bob, who called in the first segment. You're one of my most loyal listeners, and I am so grateful for you that you listen to my show and you call in, and you know, it makes me feel like I'm doing something good every
good.
Week when I get on the airwaves.
I was waiting
here.
For Pauline. I don't know what happened to her. I thought she might beat me, but
well, you know what? She was on hold and she didn't call back. I don't know. Maybe her phone died or something, but. Yeah, she was. I didn't during the break, and then when we got it back on the break, you know, Dan, my producer, is like, "She's not there." I'm like, "Oh, okay, well." So,
Sorry, Pauline.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pauline, too. If you're listening, my dear, please call again next month, or just call whenever. I love to hear more voices. Yeah, Jane. So, hang on the line. Dan's going to get your information because I think I still have it, but you know, we'll let Dan get it again. I'll have a gift card out to you this week. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear. You take care and stay warm.
You too.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. All right. So, yeah. So, just so you guys know, Jane is like, she's like the trivia guru. Every time I do my Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia, she's the one that usually calls in. And I was nice. I was hopeful that the Pauline that, but, you know, well, I hope she's okay. And I hope her phone's okay. Anyway. Mm. All right. Well. So there you go. Kings Island was the answer, and that's a great place to talk about because that's when spring and summer is here and it opens up, and I have lots of memories of the car accidents. Those are the bumper cars, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I flip and love those things, man. Those are so much fun. I've not been on a roller coaster, though, in probably 15 years.
I haven't been to Kings Island in a while.
I haven't either. Not that I'm afraid to go, but I think as you get older, you don't want to take as many risks.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So as we get back to our topic here of why are buyers backing out of deals more frequently, you know, of course, the inspection contingency is one thing, but I mentioned something too. I think folks are getting worried about, you know, costs. So, like, okay, so let's say, you know, when we sit down with a buyer and we try to go over their budget, right? We try to put a budget together for them and help them understand what their payment's going to look like. The Zillow, do you guys use the Zillow mortgage app at all? Or one of those mortgage apps?
Every now and then.
Okay, yeah. So that app actually is a great tool because it, you know, it takes into account down payment, interest rate, potential closing costs, insurance.
Property tax,
PMI, if you're not putting down 20%. But there are some programs where you can put less than 20% down and not have to pay PMI, but you got to have great credit for that. But that's a lender. I'll have Rick on in a couple weeks, and he can talk about that. But so when you put all those numbers together, okay, that's just the payment, right? I think another thing, too, is I think folks sometimes get, you know, kind of eyes bigger than their stomach because when they get their pre-approvals from their lenders, it doesn't account for all the other extras you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that, you know, so I think sometimes folks can get a little overwhelmed. What do you guys think? I mean, because again, this is something that we're trying to, even this, it's an alarming trend, but it gives us as agents an opportunity to try and hedge this and get ahead of it so that when we're educating our clients, we don't have to worry so much about the fact that if they buy a home, that they're going to back out of it, right? Mm-hmm. We've already given them the education. We've already given them the knowledge. We've already given them the numbers. You know, and that also means, you know, what the lenders that we pick and choose to work with, right? So it's a matter of giving that client as much information as possible. Go ahead, Austin.
I think one thing I've been thinking about is visibility kills anxiety. And so part of our job is gathering all of the information, the things that we know that somebody else might not know, providing them everything they possibly could. If you're working with a good lender, that means knowing what a payment would be at that tax rate on that specific property. And then the only thing you don't know is what the inspection report is going to say. That's the only piece of visibility that we don't have yet, which is why there's a contingency for that. So what do you think, Liv?
Yeah, I think just to share, we had a very good, I think, real experience with this week. So again, back to Northern Kentucky.
Sure.
I think a big thing, I'm going to echo what Austin said. I think before you write an offer, are you going through the steps of, are you comfortable with this payment at this house with this rate with this taxes, right? There's a lot we can do to mitigate people having surprises or unwanted anxiety. And so we went through this week. We had a buyer that loved a house in Northern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The way that Northern Kentucky taxes are structured is a little bit different. They have city and county property taxes.
Okay.
And so we went through the exercise of, oh, wow, this is going to be a lot more expensive than I thought because of the Newport City tax. And so I'm really proud of that buyer for doing her due diligence and realizing this is not the best financial situation for me, on to the next. And I used to be a teacher. I have an education background. And so I think a huge part of this job is taking the time and slowing down enough to make sure that there's no unwanted surprises or anxiety, very much like ready, aim, fire. I tell my team this all the time. We are ready, aim, fire, not ready, fire, aim.
Amen. And you know what? And I think, when you take that approach, it makes things a lot more comfortable for the clients. So if you're out there looking to buy a home this year, make sure you talk to your agent and make sure you're comfortable with what you're looking at. So, all right, folks. Well, that's our show for this week. I want to thank Austin and Liv for coming on. And of course, Lenny, our mascot, who we've all been petting, and she's been having a great time in the studio. So, it was great. Hope you all have a great weekend. Stay warm, and we will catch y'all next week. This was the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.